Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Heat advisory in effect through Saturday, but we could see strong to severe thunderstorms by late Sunday. Get your afternoon road updates and the latest on the weekend forecast and traffic and weather on the 8s all day on KRLD. Your top local stories at midday. South Lake firefighters spend several hours at the scene of a massive mansion fire. The fire at the home that once belonged to Hall of Fame broadcaster Pat Summerall broke out around 5 this morning. South Lake police officer Brad Upmore says it took several hours to knock down the flames.
They finally got most of it out now. It's right now they're working on hot spots, and then the fire marshal's office there is checking the cause and the origin of the fire.
That home was empty and undergoing renovation. Summerall lived in the 11,000-square-foot home until his death in 2013. Another hospital system says vaccines will be mandatory for their employees. Texas Health Resources says every employee in its system will have to get one of the three approved vaccines. The policy goes into effect September 10th and includes all students, vendors, and contractors. The THR system includes Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas, Arlington Memorial, Harris Methodist in Fort Worth, and Hughley Hospital in Burleson. Fair Park will reopen for vaccines for one day only tomorrow. Dallas County Health will give first and second doses of the Pfizer vaccine from 8 until 2 on Saturday. Judge Clay Jenkins says kids 12 and older should get vaccinated because he does not want to see their chance at a normal school year slip away. Jenkins says we should listen to the experts, not politicians. Governor Abbott issued an executive order yesterday forbidding local governments or school districts from requiring masks. Dr. Britt Barrett is a former healthcare executive, now on the faculty at UT Dallas. He says it's impossible to tell if the governor may need to reconsider at some point.
We need to be more mindful of who are the vulnerable populations. Let's take a look at this Delta virus and who it's attacking, and let's protect those groups. And the others won't need to be disrupted.
The governor says Texans should continue to have the freedom to make their own choices when it comes to health matters. President Biden's mask mandate being enforced at the Cabell Federal Courthouse. In fact, KRLD's LP Phillips reports mask requirements were put in place before the new Texas directive.
With the Delta variant of the coronavirus exploding, the federal courts in Dallas put the mask mandate back into effect a couple of weeks ago, and it applies to anyone entering the federal courthouse, vaccinated or not. The order is based on federal guidelines, and even though Governor Greg Abbott has signed an executive order prohibiting mask enforcement in government buildings, Chief U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn says,
I'm not going to give a legal opinion about that in case that issue comes to federal court. But we believe that the mandate that we are imposing is completely enforceable under the law.
Judges can allow people in their courtrooms to take off masks. Lynn says that could depend on whether everyone has been vaccinated. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's a done deal. The University of Texas officially headed to the SEC. The Texas Board of Regents voted unanimously today to accept the invite into the conference. They'll make the move in 2025 or earlier. It's the final step in a saga that took the Big 12 by surprise. Oklahoma made the same move this morning. The mayors of some of the state's biggest cities coming together to urge Congress to pass the infrastructure bill once and for all. Arlington Mayor Jim Ross says strengthening broadband internet access is essential for everyone.
Especially in our urban areas, I can't think of a more important issue right now is to have access for these children, for the parents, to help us get words out and for future pandemic issues and to help educate our kids.
The infrastructure bill would also enable cities to make much-needed upgrades to roads, bridges, and transit networks. Texas' newest congressman's been sworn in and is already getting to work.
Jake Elsie was sworn in by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in Washington today. He won this week's special election to fill the seat that was held by Ron Wright until he died of COVID back in February. Wright's widow Susan also ran for the seat, and she had the endorsement of former President Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. But voters in the 6th Congressional District decided on Elsie, who says he is now ready to move on.
In 2021, we're ready for America to unify. I'm ready for our party to unify. I'm ready for our country to unify.
Now that Elsie is seated, the Texas congressional delegation is back in full with 23 Republicans and 13 Democrats. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
An emotional day for police in Louisville as they celebrate the retirement of a long-serving officer and his canine partner.
Attention all units, this is ID number 617, Officer Shane Menz and K-9 speakers, last call for service.
A dual retirement is being celebrated today in Louisville. Police Officer Shane Menz is retiring alongside his K-9 partner, Seco. Menz has spent the last 17 years with the Louisville PD. Seco has been with the department for 6 years. Menz calls this an emotional experience.
There's some people that mean a whole lot to me, so it's very great.
Menz was presented with various plaques and mementos during today's ceremony, and Seco received a gift basket and his very own retirement cake. Menz is officially adopting his K-9 partner, and he says their next adventure involves working in the private sector. In Louisville, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And if you'd like to see Seco enjoying his retirement cake, we've got the video at krld.com. Sports, we wait to see if the Rangers make any other deals before the 3 p.m. trading deadline. Texas will host Seattle this weekend. Game time tonight in Arlington, 7:05.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.